When you order delivery food, you're probably too hungry to think about how it got there. But if the worker who brought it to you was riding a bicycle, it was probably a riskier trip than you might imagine. Reporter Jack DiSidoro explains why.
It's lunchtime on a Thursday in Lower Manhattan. I'm on the street corner surveying traffic with Doug Gordon, an outspoken bicycle advocate who runs a blog called Brooklyn Spoke.
We just saw a delivery cyclist on an electric bike unlock it from a tree and turn it around and go wrong way down a one-way street.
A quick glance at Gordon's Twitter account, and it's clear he's a champion of the bicyclist. But today, we're on the lookout for bad behavior.
We only had to wait about 3 seconds to see exactly what we're talking about in action.
Minutes later, more delivery cyclists openly break traffic laws. One rides by on the sidewalk, another weaves through cars to turn right on red. Doug disapproves, but isn't surprised.
These guys may be acting erratically, but they're not acting irrationally. If going the wrong way gets them a few more dollars per hour, that's a really rational choice that they're making.
3 years ago, City Councilmember Jimmy Vaca sponsored a set of laws that tried to curb wayward cyclists, or as he called it, the Wild Wild West.
We understand why people with a bicycle go quickly. We understand it's to make the buck. But it doesn't mean that you can jeopardize the public safety in the process of doing that.
The laws followed the death of Stuart Gruskin, a pedestrian who was struck and killed by a delivery worker. They required commercial cyclists to take safety courses and wear vests identifying themselves and their employers.
We passed legislation that increased the requirements so that they would be safe and motorists and pedestrians in the city would be safe.
Dr. Stephen Wall, a researcher at Bellevue who studied the injury rate of delivery cyclists, knows how dangerous the job can be.
From those people who come to our hospital injured from a bicycle accident, it's disproportionately higher that you'll be a delivery cyclist.
He found that restaurant workers are 4 to 7 times more likely to be involved in motor vehicle collisions than commuter or recreational bike riders, even after taking into account all their extra mileage. One of the biggest problems? Colliding with an open car door, particularly taxis. On the bright side, the study found that helmet use for delivery cyclists has steadily increased since 2008, soon after they were required to wear them.
They're more protected than our general user.
Since the latest batch of laws went into effect, the DOT has handed out more than 8,700 fines to noncompliant restaurants. But it's unclear if they've had an impact. Only half of injured delivery cyclists were wearing the required vests. While the Department of Transportation enforces safety gear, it's the NYPD that enforces traffic laws.
Yeah, they give me a lot of tickets.
That's Carlos Rodriguez Herrera, a Mexican-born delivery cyclist working in Manhattan. Herrera says he once spent 3 days in jail because he couldn't afford to pay all his traffic tickets. As for his boss?
Yeah, he find out, but he don't care.
Herrera was told to keep making deliveries as fast as possible, under 10 minutes in an area that spanned 40 blocks.
When it's very cold, winter time, we have a lot of accidents. The boss, they don't care if it's raining, it's snowing, it's freezing outside.
At one point, Herrera was working over 60 hours a week for around $300. That's $5 an hour, including tips.
Of course, we want to obey the rules, but is because we have a lot of pressure, they don't pay minimum wage, and also we need to make some tips to survive.
There are a lot of victims of wage theft. In 2014, nearly 14,000 workers in New York City recovered unpaid wages they were owed, and there were many others still waiting to collect.
If everybody, every single boss, paid the minimum wage, we're going to obey the rules, obey the traffic light, we don't ride on the sidewalk.
Herrera and other delivery workers believe traffic tickets and reflective vests only do so much. Rather, the answer is stricter enforcement of wage laws. For WNYC, I'm Jack DiSidoro.